Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Happy Easter, friends. Pro-life leader Frank Pavone here. It is Easter Monday, and welcome to our time of prayer and scripture together. It's a joy to have you with us. Yes, the Lord is risen, and we continue to celebrate that now for a 50-day period. Let's go right into His presence and into His Word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, we thank You for the victory of life over death. We thank You that You have made us the people of life. We thank You that You have raised up Your Son, the light to the nations, and that He, through convincing signs, showed His disciples that He was alive and shows us today that He is alive. May our faith in Jesus Christ risen from the dead grow more deeply today and throughout this Easter season. Transform our lives, burn away our sins, fill us with Your Spirit, and make us faithful to our mission of building a culture of life. We pray through the same risen Christ our Lord. Amen. Our reading is from the Acts of the Apostles. On the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and proclaimed, "You who are Jews, indeed all of you staying in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to my words. You who are children of Israel, hear these words. Jesus the Nazarene was a man commended to you by God with mighty deeds, wonders, and signs, which God worked through him in your midst, as you yourself know. This man, delivered up by the set plan and foreknowledge of God, you killed, using lawless men to crucify him. But God raised him up, releasing him from the throes of death, because it was impossible for him to be held by it. For David says of him, 'I saw the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed. Therefore my heart has been glad, and my tongue has exulted. My flesh too will dwell in hope, because you will not abandon my soul to the nether world, nor will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence.' My brothers, one can confidently say to you about the patriarch David that he died and was buried, and his tomb is in our midst to this day. But since he was a prophet and knew that God had sworn an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants upon his throne, he foresaw and spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that neither was he abandoned to the netherworld, nor did his flesh see corruption. God raised this Jesus. Of this we are all witnesses. Exalted at the right hand of God, he poured forth the promise of the Holy Spirit that he received from the Father, as you both see and hear." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now, brothers and sisters, let me talk a little bit about the celebration that we have embarked upon here. It's Easter. This whole week is considered by the church's liturgy to be one day. This is the day the Lord has made. This is Easter Day. What we're celebrating, this victory of Christ over death, is the foundation of our faith. As St. Paul says to the Corinthians, if Christ not be raised from the dead, your faith is in vain and you are still in your sins. But as it is, he has been raised. It's the foundation of everything. Everything flows from it. And so it's too big of a victory, too big of a celebration to be contained in one day. So this whole week is considered one day. And then we continue for another 6 weeks celebrating Easter, the Easter season. Now, during this time, The first reading proclaimed each day in the liturgy is from the Acts of the Apostles. We're going to be reading from the beginning right through to the end over all this Easter season, these readings from the Acts of the Apostles. Why? Because Easter unleashes, it's like an explosion of life. It unleashes all the power and energy of Christian life and of the church. So what the Acts, notice it's not the reflections of the apostles, the meditations of the apostles, the writings of the apostles, it's the Acts of the Apostles. Because the resurrection of Jesus Christ, as we just heard in this reading, this is a Pentecost sermon by Peter, unleashes the Holy Spirit. Because this, it's our victory. Jesus' victory over death is our victory over death. He did it to reconcile us to the Father and to give us eternal life. So that's poured out on us through his Spirit. So the Easter season then begins here with this Pentecost sermon, and we're going to see the effects of the Spirit, who does what? Calls us to action. The Acts of the Apostles, what action? Well, first of all, proclaim the good news. If the entire human family has been rescued from death, if the whole human story has now been changed, so that life is victorious over death, well then, brothers and sisters, this has to be shouted from the rooftops. And that's exactly what the apostles do. It's exactly what we're called to do. But it's not only proclaiming that message, it's bringing in the harvest of the Spirit. The church grows. Jesus Christ on Easter begins a new creation, a new humanity. Paul goes into this in detail in the letter to the Romans. We all ended up enmeshed in sin because of Adam and Eve, the first human beings. But Adam, the sin of Adam, ensnared all of us in sin because it took all of humanity and alienated it from God. Now Christ, by his obedience, undoes the disobedience of Adam. And by his death and resurrection, brings all of humanity now back to be reconciled with God. But we have to be immersed in his Spirit. We have to accept Christ by faith. We have to be baptized. It's a season of baptism. And what we will see as we read through the Acts of the Apostles is that this new humanity now grows and grows and grows. More and more people hear the good news of Christ's resurrection, believe in him, get baptized, get added to the community of faith, the body of Christ, the growth of the church. That's what we will see throughout the Easter season, and that's what we continue to see today. This Easter, this past weekend, so many people were added, just like the Acts of the Apostles relates to us, added to the community of faith, added to the body of Christ. And that will continue until the end of time when Christ returns. The other thing we will see unfolding, and we saw a glimpse of it here in this reading, is that the apostles all of a sudden understand that everything that they knew about already in the scriptures was pointing to the events of these days. The death and resurrection of Christ was all foretold, but it was foretold in ways that weren't completely clear until the events happened. That's why we see on Easter Sunday afternoon, when the apostles on the road to Emmaus, the disciples, encounter the risen Christ, at first they don't recognize him. What happens as Jesus is walking with them? He's explaining all the scriptures. He says the events of these days were destined to happen. And in fact, Moses and the prophets and the Psalms foretold them. And Jesus gives a scripture lesson, the risen Christ gives a scripture lesson to those disciples. And he said, all of this was foretold. And then that night, Jesus does a similar thing when he appears in the upper room with the apostles. The Gospels tell us he sat down with them and he began explaining how all the scriptures referred to him. And this is an example right here. Psalm 16. The Lord is, I set before me, my flesh will dwell in confidence. You will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor let your faithful one undergo corruption. And Peter is making the point, that David, the psalmist, couldn't have been talking about himself. Peter is saying, look, his tomb is right here among us. He did undergo corruption. Who's this talking about? Jesus Christ. And so as the Easter season unfolds, we will see, not only in the readings, let's see in our own lives, in our own understanding of God's word, how indeed this resurrection of Christ is the fulfillment of everything that was foretold, starting, as we reflected on yesterday, with the very first words of the Bible, that in the beginning God created. On that first day, God created. In fact, the beginning, Paul writes to the Colossians, that itself, that phrase that begins the Bible, in the beginning, refers to Jesus Christ. Christ is the beginning, the head of the body, the church, risen from the dead. And in Christ, God creates a new humanity based on and sharing the risen life of the Lord. What a celebration we have begun. Cannot be contained in words. Our exaltation should be overflowing. Our understanding of the scriptures deepening. And our eagerness to proclaim and build a culture of life taking on new heights of strength and zeal like never before. Let us celebrate and rejoice. He is risen. The new creation has commenced. The new humanity is born. The victory of life unfolds. Let us rejoice and be glad. Father, thank you for this gift. May we continue to grow in the risen life of Christ, proclaim it and apply it to every corner of our society. Fill us with Easter joy, as now we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Thanks, friends. Happy Easter. We'll have a lot more to celebrate, a lot more to say. May you have a blessed day in the risen Lord.
Hello, I'm Dr. Alveda King, board member of Priest for Life. More money is being spent in America to kill babies in the womb than to save them. Together, we need to change that, and today I want to invite you to support our work at Priest for Life. Why ours rather than other groups? Because we have a unique team that helps lead in every arena of the fight against abortion, and we activate the churches where you find people who are most likely to get involved in that fight. To awaken a pastor about abortion is to awaken thousands of people he serves. We do not receive church funding or government grants. We rely on you for individual donations. We have a very high evaluation among charities and top security on our donation site, prolifegift.org. You can go there for a one-time gift or to become a monthly donor, or you can call us at 321-500-1000.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.